Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the two queens who got COVID, Elizabeth and Bieber. We guess the title of Britney's $15 million tell-all. We do a deep dive investigation into the Got Milk campaign of the 90s, and we break down Drag Race's highest rated episode of all time. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Do you love good mornings? So tell me about your goodest of good mornings.
A good morning to me is slowly waking up with
How
the
slow.
Dogs wagging How- their tails.
Kicking their back legs.
No, they don't kick. Yeah. Well, they kick when they're outside when they're like either trying to show off to another dog or they have to poop. Or to show off to another dog that they have to poop.
Do you think they're like expressing their anal glands?
Somebody's gotta.
Isn't that what they call it?
When Madonna wrote Express Yourself, do you think that's what it was about?
Her anal glands?
Yeah, I think.
Yep. I guess that's it.
What's the deal with Madonna?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think she's spent any time in therapy?
Yeah, of course. Therapy's good for everyone.
I agree with that sentence. That doesn't answer the prompt.
Are you most afraid of what Madonna's up to because you see Lady Gaga going down a similar track?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Are you kidding? One leads with kindness. The other does not. I'm not concerned whatsoever.
One's a kindness punk.
And one is what?
A punk.
Expressing her anal glands.
Hell yeah.
Somebody's gotta. Corey, what the hell is up, Kyle?
Why Kyle? Who's Kyle?
There's like a vine from 17 years ago. It's like,
God,
I can't.
Is this?
Do you not have like certain phrases you can, you like, this, that you just can't get out of your head? Like when I think of what the fuck is up, I think, what the fuck is up, Kyle?
Is this like Damn Daniel?
Something. Anyway, what the fuck is up, Corey? I feel bad. I felt it so deep within my hole.
You were expressing yourself.
Hey,
no, I was.
Wait,
nothing's
did
up.
Did you see the first picture of Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al?
No.
Come on now, go get on the Googling.
Here, you talk. I'll
get
Google.
On the Googling. Google. Go on now and get on Googling.
Daniel Radcliffe
as
Weird Al.
Yeah, and while you're there, just put it in the Discord. Because I'm not allowed to type because Corey told me that my typing fingers are too loud this morning.
There are all of, there's no pictures of him looking like him. There's just all side by sides, like announcements saying that he's going to be him. I went to images.
Tell me you don't know how to Google something without telling me you know how to Google something.
I
when
searched.
I say Google something, I just meant like go
oh,
to
wait.
Twitter.
Oh, okay, wait. Now I see a video. Oh, there's a photo. No. Are you talking about him in this terrible wig with the iced coffee?
Yes,
in a
ma'am.
Camouflage shirt?
He did what he had to do. He put his whole rad clissy into it.
This feels like SNL skit. Why does it look like he's wearing a grill?
Maybe. Well, there's a lot we don't know about Weird Al.
There's a lot I don't know. So the wig that Daniel Radcliffe is wearing looks very Annie, and I'm
Annie with a mullet. Annie with a mullet.
No, well, girl, I don't know if you're looking at what I'm looking at, but Weird Al has always had a center part. I swear.
Maybe that's your Mandela. Maybe this is your 13th reason. Hey, when people say this is my 13th reason, what does that mean?
I don't even know. I was just going to ask you.
Is it a suicide joke? Because we don't, homie, don't play that.
I was going to say, if anything, it is a suicide joke.
Yeah, I never caught the full, I think I watched episode one and then I was like, you know what, Corey, are you watching Euphoria?
Am I? Is this a question?
Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about 13 reasons.
Yeah, I had moved on.
I watched the first season. I have not watched the second season. I didn't love the first season because of personal reasons.
Save it for therapy.
Not me, but similar.
Okay. Well, I don't watch it either. I watched up until the season finale of season one, and then I didn't finish the finale, you know me. And then I had to mute it last night because my timeline is just like Sunday nights. It's like, I love that everyone's having a good time with their favorite show or whatever, but like, I don't need to hear about teenage girls fighting. Like it's giving me the OC meets, remember when the OC was huge and like everyone in high school, it was the talk of the town in high school.
Well, okay. The OC came out when I was in college, but it was on in the same time slot as Survivor, so I couldn't be bothered.
Right.
I don't watch it. I also went through and muted it on Twitter. And then when I was in there muting, I thought, do you think Kanye switched his name to Ye because so many people had Kanye muted on Twitter?
Oh, my God. That's not a bad idea.
That's what I was like, while I'm in here.
You're giving him so much credit.
No, I know, but I'm like, not a bad marketing tactic for any of you who've been muted.
Well, maybe he's reframing himself. He's claiming, you know, yays and nays. He's claiming the yays.
Is now the time you rebrand as Taylor Oakley so that all the people who have Tyler Oakley muted really get a big splash of you again?
Nobody has been muted.
Hey, speaking of expressing your anal glands, you remember when you were in like middle school and they would come around to do a scoliosis check?
No. We did the sit and reach.
What's that about?
You sit and you reach as far as you can.
Was that done in gym class and physical education?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I remember.
Where was scoliosis done? In the office?
They would one at a time call you into the office, and there would be a nurse in the hallway, and they would like have you like bend over and touch your toes, and they would like rub your spine under your shirt.
Well, maybe when you grow up in a swamp, and they have to be concerned about those things for all the children.
I saw my cousin tweet about it and I thought, hell yeah. And then I thought, was that just our hometown?
I think it was just you. Hello
everyone. Let me know if you used to get scoliosis check in school. And it was mortifying. You just have to like take off your shirt and then like they would feel your spine. I didn't love it.
I had to go get a physical for like track. That to me was traumatizing. Like I don't need a doctor to tell me I'm fat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he squeezed dumb nuts.
No. Well, I was also terrified I was going to get a re-knob.
While he was down there?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like, you know, the wrong blowing of the winds will give me a situation.
A cool breeze.
A cool breeze, a warm breeze.
The snap of his blue doctor gloves.
Sure.
You really get you going.
Yeah, maybe sometimes a little bit.
Really Get You Good by Shania Twain.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, good to know you never had to go through scoliosis check like I did.
But I think that seems like a personal thing. Like your doctor would look. Why were they telling you at the office?
That's what I want to know. Why were we getting called into the hallway one at a time? So someone would touch our spine? Who's got a fucking spine kink?
Oh, the doctor.
I just don't like it. I was thinking about it after I saw my cousin tweet, and I thought, this is another thing that shouldn't have been happening.
Yeah, there was a lot.
There's no one at my high school had a PhD.
Period? Nobody?
Nobody.
Mm. Hey, did you see the queen has COVID?
No, but I saw someone saying they're really teasing her death out.
They're soft launching. When you say teasing her death, I imagine hair. teasing it.
But you knew exactly what I meant, like a soft launch. You're putting feelers out there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, well, when I said the queen, I meant Justin Bieber.
Oh, what did he do?
He has COVID.
Oh, really?
You know, but then I really did mean the queen. They both have COVID.
Justin Bieber got the COVID?
Yeah, he had to cancel a tour date. Dang it.
Oh, I saw Casey Musgraves on tour this weekend.
Yeah.
The queen's 95 years old. She's lived a long life.
So what's your verdict? Are you her doctor? Are you saying, if
the queen needs me to check her for scoliosis, bitch, I know how.
God, do you remember the day Trump got COVID on Twitter?
Yeah.
And now that was a fun day on Twitter. Everyone was having fun. It was very Ding Dong the Witch is Dead kind of vibes. Like everyone in the streets, you know, gallivanting. But then it really didn't come to fruition. They didn't plan that one out well. The writers of this simulation.
Because he's vaccinated.
Maybe I don't know.
Because they wanted to give an opportunity to him to run again in 2024.
The writers. Yeah, I saw the Queen has COVID was trending or something like that. And so everyone was like, Nicki Minaj. And then so Nicki Minaj had to tweet to the Queen wishing her well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. From me and the Barbs.
Who else can we bully into wishing the Queen well?
I mean, most people probably we could.
Oh, hey, shit. Guess what?
What's up?
So I got an Instagram DM over the weekend.
Okay.
And it said, I put this alert in my phone 4 years ago when listening to a podcast episode where you said you couldn't bully Millie Bobby Brown until she was 18, and today is her 18th birthday.
Oh, congratulations to all those who celebrate.
So, it's not today. It was over the weekend. But one of the days when I woke up over the weekend, I saw a message request that it was a screenshot. It was like, tell Corey that it's Millie Bobby Brown's 18th birthday and that he can bully her now and it's no longer bullying a child.
Nice. Okay, hell, well, how long until Jacob Tremblay, even though we're not going to bully him? To me, it seems he's the only child left. Who else is a child?
He's only 15. He's a grandmother.
So somebody remind us, set an alarm for 3 years from now and let us know.
Well, he is a Libra.
So what are you going to do to miss Millie Bobby?
Nothing, but it's just nice to know that I can if I want.
I feel like now that Millie Bobby Brown is how gone, you're not going to have the urge.
How is she 18? I thought I saw a tweet, too, that said something about Stranger Things is 10 years old, and I thought that can't be real.
I believe it.
I don't know. That can't be real.
Time, as the universe expands, time is going quicker.
Okay, it's not. It came out in 2016, but thank God. It's not 10 years old, but Millie Bobby Brown is also not 10 years old.
She's 18, though? Is that for real, real?
Yeah, she had her 18th birthday.
Well, I wonder how she's going to celebrate. I hope she's feeling her oats.
Does that make her a Pisces? When was her birthday?
Obviously, clearly, if her birthday was this weekend, then yes.
Damn.
Happy birthday to all of our Pisces brothers, sisters, and siblings.
Yes.
Hey. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Britney Spears.
Yes. Okay, I've still had this fucking picture of Daniel Radcliffe up on my computer. I need to close
get it down.
The window.
Pull it away.
I need to close the window.
Britney Spears has officially sealed a reported $15 million book deal with Simon & Schuster for her tell-all memoir. Will you be reading?
I will queue it up in my library queue now, because let me tell you, celebrity memoirs really take a while to get through the queue.
In your library account?
Yeah. Except for your book. I always see it on the shelf. No one's ever got that in their queue, but I do.
Okay.
Actually, the very first time I went to my neighborhood library, when I was getting my card, I thought, well, I can't just get a card and then leave, so I better walk and find something. And I walked straight over to nonfiction, and yours was the first book I saw. I didn't check it out, but I saw it, and I thought, weird. I walked right to it.
It's the power of...
I opened it and signed my name next to every reference of me.
That's nice. I think that would be fun.
I wrote, this is my library, too, now.
Okay.
Well, I do love fun. I love to laugh.
Okay, so back to Britney Spears.
Will I read
it?
Her book? Sure. Yeah. Listen, if I can
is
read half of...
Is she doing the audiobook? I would love that.
If I can read half of Jessica Simpson's memoir, then I can read Britney Spears's.
I think hers... Well, do you think it will... Okay, this is not disrespect, but do you think it will read like her Instagram captions?
I hope so. Because
that would be a kind of iconic.
If you still know an editor at Simon & Schuster, you should email them and say, hey, just let her go.
I think everyone would appreciate... Yes. I think each page should be a picture and caption.
I think each page should just be a layout of the Notes app.
Sure.
With red underlines and all. She's got color budget.
Sure. Well, when you print on, if you make every page a glossy printable picture page,
I remember colors on all pages. I remember being looped into those emails.
I said, this is important. We're going to need color on every page.
It was a high shine, high gloss.
High shine, high gloss. I hope Britney leans into the same.
But what I will say is, like, a paper cut hurts, but if you paper cut yourself with one of the pages of your book, that's going to fucking hurt. Those are sharp, glossy pages.
Glossy.
I can't believe you had gloss budget.
Well, yeah. Me putting on lip gloss? Yeah, baby, we got gloss budget.
She got gloss budget.
Okay, well, what's the story going to be called? Britney Spears' memoir. One more time.
Oops. I told it again. Oops, I said it again.
Hey,
oops.
What's the deal with sometimes being...
oops, all berries.
Oops, all berries. I think it will be... Can you believe she didn't do an oops, all berries collab? Who was her agent back then?
She probably couldn't because she had that Got Milk sponsorship. Although they would have went hand in hand.
Can we talk about Got Milk? Can we talk about Got Milk?
What about it?
We were all...
Tricked.
They needed to sell milk. And
why?
So because farmers
their
needed...
Their cows weren't going bad.
I don't know. It was a conspiracy. It was all a PR stunt. They needed to sell milk. Farmers needed money. They needed milk to sell.
You think in our capitalist dystopian that they care about farmers?
Yeah, baby.
No, they don't.
Subsidies. You know what
they don't. If I've learned anything from watching Shark Tank, it's that anybody who comes in with something from a farm, they're always like, they don't like us farmers. They treat us like shit.
Okay, well, I didn't ask. In 1993.
Oops, all berries.
Milk. Got milk. Okay, this is a long article. All I really wanted was like maybe two sentences.
Find the Cliff Notes version, baby. I got this. If I can find Daniel Radcliffe in a bad wig, you can find it.
Well, they started advertising Got Milk, and it became a whole campaign. And in every celebrity, the people that are listening, do you understand the Got Milk campaign and how big it was?
Got Milk.
Force all of us to think if we don't drink milk, our bones will be brittle.
Listen, Got Milk walked so the No Hate campaign could run.
Oh my God, two useless campaigns. I searched Got Milk campaign, and here we have, just for starters, Whoopi Goldberg.
I was going to say, do they have a list of everyone who did it?
Seth Rogen. Oh, wait, maybe this is a recreation. The cast of Friends. Yeah, I'm sure if I got like on the Wikipedia page, let's look. Got Milk.
Wait, Milk. So now I'm on the Got Milk Wikipedia page and I'm at the bottom and it's gone into parodies and references. Mm. And the very last bullet is somehow looping in Fergie's song
Milf Money,
which apparently the video is a parody of the Got Milk commercials.
Somebody had to do it.
Did you know there's
Spears, Beyonce, Rihanna, Serena Williams, Venus Williams, the Avengers, Simpsons, Batman, Mario, Powerpuff Girls, all were part of the campaign.
Have you seen the episode of Rick and Morty where they do a knockoff of Got Milk called Hungry for Apples?
I've seen every episode. I don't know what you're referencing, but probably, yeah.
Well, it's also here.
I don't remember.
Should we start the next viral? No. Should we start the next viral ad campaign where people put something over their lip?
Yeah, it was. So was it like such a thick milk that I was to believe that all people would have a stained upper lip of white
residue?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
So what was it? What were they really doing for those photo shoots? Because you know it's not milk.
You know that was white out.
Do we know? Is it known?
It wasn't. It was a thick sludge. I think I saw an interview once with one of the people who did it, and they were like,
"A thick sludge?"
Talking about it. It certainly wasn't milk, obviously. No one's got a milk mustache like that.
People be doing that. And also kind of like just, do people not know how to drink a beverage without like...
Oh, honey, I've seen
moistening
you with
the face.
I've seen you with red juice lips.
Red juice lips. Tell me more. Little...
Because you
from
don't...
from my ruby red squirt phase?
Yeah.
You can't get ruby red squirt anywhere.
It was diet ruby red squirt, and you know it.
You can't get red barks. You know about red barks?
No, what's red what?
Barks. Barks soda.
Root beer?
Barks.
Barks root beer.
Red cream soda. Red Barks red cream soda. Yeah, this is a memory for me. Barks red cream soda. You guys know about it?
Mm. I love cream soda, but I don't like a red one. That seems like added color for no reason.
Oh, it was so good. I used to just chug and chug and chug and chug and chug and chug. I don't think it comes in diet.
Well, did you want a Hertz donut?
No. We've been getting into donuts. You know that.
Did you ask people if they wanted a Hertz donut in high school?
No, I'm not you. You're the type to be like one up or two down. Or you want a Hertz donut?
You know I love one up or two down. My favorite game to play.
Mm. Okay. That's cool.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill.
But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I have some bad news.
What?
Wendy Williams.
That's not bad news.
Is being canceled. I mean, for it appears to be like health stuff. So like, I hope like all is well and she's okay and blah 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 blah. Blah. But like,
well, I can't believe
the end of an era.
I can't believe it ran for all those years and I never saw an episode.
You've absolutely seen the video.
I've seen
Wendy Williams
clips.
Talks to gays.
I've seen clips.
There's a 30-minute video. I talk about it all the time.
In fact, I don't even believe that the show exists. I've only ever seen clips. There's no, and from the clips, and from the clips I've seen, there's no way she could fill 30 minutes to an hour with that.
Oh yeah, she does.
How long was the show? An hour?
What do you mean? I don't know.
How long?
Oh, 30 some minutes, fan. An hour. There's commercial breaks. Will there she be talks like, to her producer for some time.
You
she
know
like
how,
talks to the audience. She walks out on stage.
Yeah,
there's
I've
a lot
that
goes on.
You know how after Oprah was off the air, they put out like a box set of like all the best Oprah episodes?
Yeah, baby, I own it.
Do you think they'll do that for Wendy?
I would buy that. I would
got,
buy that.
Got, and they'll call it Got Wendy?
No, because Oprah's isn't called Got Oprah.
What's Oprah's called?
The 25th Oprah celebration. Oprah, Oprah, let me look. Oprah 25th, because I own it. Oprah 25th CD box set.
And when's the last time you watched it? Where is it right now?
It's with all my DVDs underneath my TV.
If I gave you a 1 minute to find it and come back.
I could do it. I'm not joking. Do you really want to play that game?
No. I would miss you. I would miss you too much. What would I possibly talk about for a minute without you?
I'd like to know. Go on with it.
I would just like to share how much I really enjoyed this week's Drag Race episode while you really hated it.
I didn't hate it. But I will say I was astounded that nobody else was like kind of feeling like I've never seen a more produced episode of Drag Race.
You just don't know how to enjoy it anymore.
I know. And let me say like you
can't even watch it without getting into like this producer mindset, and it's weird.
I just need to say this because I feel like people are like, you guys talk about Drag Race and you hate it, but like you still talk about. We love
I don't
Drag
hate
Race.
It.
I love Drag Race. Drag Race is great. I love Drag Race. The only thing about this episode was like, it felt like. It was begging for Emmys. It said it out loud twice. Give us the Emmy. It is obviously so clearly going to be the episode they submit for Emmys that I was just kind of like, it took me out of the experience of enjoying what would otherwise be a joyous episode where people are celebrated for being good in a challenge, which I think I prefer usually. I like it when people are good at a challenge. But I didn't like all the fart jokes. Are you going to say you liked all the fart jokes?
No, you was waiting to tell you. You know that was my least favorite part.
But like, it was a little down my throat about the like, give us the Emmy.
Do you not think every TV show that's producing episodes is thirsty for Emmys?
I do think that. I just don't want to be a part of the. I don't want it to hinder.
What
the
did they say?
I don't.
I didn't remember it once, let alone twice.
Go rewatch it because they mentioned getting an Emmy twice for the episode.
Are they not allowed to celebrate?
Give us the Emmy. They said, give us the Emmy.
Honey, give us Emmy the Queerty. Queerty yeah, voters. You
know what? While we're on the topic, today is the last day to vote for the Queerties.
No, give us the Queerty.
I'm just saying it took me out of the experience of enjoying Drag Race.
Well, honey, you should get
more into the lens of like, oh, they're pitching this episode to be a single episode that anybody could watch to understand the arcs of the show, to understand the arcs of each character. It made it feel like, and they were nailing down the points of who each character was within the season, like, oh, this person's always safe, always safe. Will they finally not be safe? It was like, it was really trying to tell the viewer you don't have to see any other episodes this season because this is like all in one and you're going to understand what's going on.
That's been happening since before they won Emmys.
I agree. It just felt like heavy-handed. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I didn't like the subject matter. I'm not saying I didn't like the performances. I just felt like heavy-handed.
Should they not be able to win Emmys?
I definitely want them to win Emmys. I think it's a groundbreaking show. And it
you
was
just the, don't want them to tell you that they're applying for Emmys.
I just I don't know how to explain my turmoil.
Yeah.
With being told it took me out of the experience of enjoying the TV show. I don't know.
Maybe just smoke a little more weed.
I think I smoked too much weed. I started fixating on it.
Oh, I was the right amount of stoned, and I hadn't laughed out loud that many times watching a TV show.
Because of the fart jokes?
No, honey, you know I was laughing up until the fart jokes.
Yeah, what was that about? It felt to me like this is how they're going to tell... Okay, I feel like I can't talk about Drag Race anymore without people being like, you hate it. I'm like, I don't hate it, but like, it's just so, we're, at all times we're being told when to laugh and at all times we're being told who is bad as opposed to the truth of like, I can see who is good at certain challenges and I can see who is bad at certain challenges. Like, you don't think some of the judging is like, they have gone into this knowing who they're going to say is a good look and who is a bad look and who is good at the challenge and who's bad at the challenge and blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't think it's that premeditated.
I hate that I have gone down this road. I swear I'm not like a cynical person. I promise you I love RuPaul's Drag Race.
And because like, and I say that because I watch a lot more reality TV than you, especially competition reality TV. And so like I feel like if you want to talk about a show that's like heavy-handed with producers, I mean that's like The Bachelor. I can't watch it anymore.
Oh, I don't watch that. I only watch as far as reality shows go. I only watch Drag Race. So like maybe I don't have the context.
And maybe it's funny because I also feel like we've now reached a spot within the gay community where people have reached that like exhaustion factor. Like those of you who haven't committed 20 years of your life already to like a Survivor or like to a Big Brother. I feel like the gays are finally like hitting it. And it's funny because I think this is when it hits the point where people drop off and then people stay around who are still enjoying it.
With all of that said, I think it was a episode that celebrated all of their talents instead of throwing anyone under the bus, which I appreciate. Like, I hate when Drag Race or any reality show, like, clearly is going to throw somebody under the bus or it acts like they need somebody to appear bad. Like, I thought, I appreciate it when everyone's get a challenge. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see them be bad at it.
I agree. And, like, I did like that. And I felt like that was an up moment, though I was okay with, I had already decided in my head that Angeria was going to send one of those other two home. And then when they were safe and I realized it was like all tops, I was like, okay.
So.
What?
So you want to say they were all safe?
They weren't safe. Those three were in the bottom.
But they're not going to say that. They didn't say they were in the bottom. They said they were safe. They're not going to use that framing. Well, they're going to say we were never in the bottom.
Of course they are. And we would do the same thing if we were in the situation.
But what I'm saying is, so like, the one moment I like Angeria, but she clearly was not the best at this challenge, and it's fine. The things just were not connecting. It's fine. Sometimes you have a not so home run week, but like the moment when Angeria is maybe up in gonna have some trouble, maybe going to be in the bottom, maybe gonna have to lip sync. The production being like, everyone's safe.
See, I just disagree. I mean, I do feel like there's a fluidity to it where they can make those decisions, especially when someone goes home unexpectedly and then they know they have to do something to like get the numbers back even for these challenges. Oh, yeah, because
with Cornbread, there's going to be an extra episode.
Right. So, do I think like there's moments like that where Rue's like, they're already thinking, okay, so Rue, you can either save somebody if you really want to. We can do a...
And we still have the chocolate.
We can do a creative. So don't get me wrong. I think there is a production. Absolutely. There's definitely those behind the scenes conversations. I just don't think so here's the thing. If you say like Angeria is a front runner and they still want her to stick around, then I think they would have... I think they could have just put her against Carrie and she probably would have won and then she would have still been there. And I don't think it takes away from anything that she's done thus far.
Yeah.
You're right. They can certainly put people up against each other, especially now that they've seen a handful of them lip sync.
Hey, but I think Diabetti is going to win it. Is going to win the whole season. I do.
I said, here's what I said to my roommate, my old roommate. I said, after that first episode, she was getting so many confessionals. And then I was shocked when she went home in that first episode because I was like, she is the narrator of the season. And the narrator always gets like fourth.
She's not the narrator.
Oh, hell yes.
Carrie
Are you kidding?
Is the narrator.
No, bitch. Daya gets the most confessionals out of anybody. It's insane.
Yeah, well, here's the reason why. It's not because of a shining personality. Not that she doesn't have that, but like her reason to be the narrator is because she will say things unaware that other queens would not say. She's got
some
balls.
She's unafraid to reference or not reference.
She's got the nerve.
Here's what I'll say.
Some girls have the nerve. Some girls do not.
I loved the filming of the acting challenge. I laughed the whole time. I liked it much better than the fart clips that they showed at the end. I loved the runway. I think that was one of the best overall runways in a long time. I genuinely really liked a lot of the looks.
The theme was?
Chaps on the runway.
Chaps.
Willow's look.
I really did like it.
Willow's look was incredible. Bosco's look was incredible.
Lady Camden, were you gagged?
Lady Camden, I wasn't gagged, but it was good.
It was fun and good.
What a fun surprise. I think that was probably the best Diabetes looked. I think she didn't have super crystal method makeup, which I think served her well this week.
I feel for her about that whole crystal method of it all because I'm sorry. She has a distinct point of view within a world of makeup. Like, there's only so many ways you can do makeup. Like, if somebody wanted to do normal beauty makeup, is that, like, the same as her sister who also does normal beauty makeup? Like, it's not her fault that they both want to do something a little bit outside of the box.
I loved Georges's look. I actually really loved Carrie's look on the runway. I was just surprised at how many of the looks I just really loved.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I loved Untucked. I thought very powerful. And I love the song that they have to walk the runway to by Rue this season.
Well, you just love it all, don't you?
It's all the world.
Corey's lying
runway.
To all of you guys. Corey just knows that all y'all think that we hate Drag Race, and so he's really just gushing.
No, the people who've said that I've muted.
I do think that's stupid. Like, you can't, have complex emotions toward a show that is your all... Like, it is my favorite show.
Honey,
like, I have a complex relationship with it. Of course I'm going to have, exhausted moments and moments that I love.
That is my biggest complaint about everything these days. I feel like social media has driven everybody where you have to be an absolute fan of everything in its entirety. And I always joke and I say that's why some of the, some of the pop queens and their fandoms who can't even like acknowledge if they have one bad song or one bad moment. They have to pretend they live in this world of make-believe where everything's perfect and happy. And I'm like, be a realist. Like, you're allowed to love something and still hate it. Like, Survivor is absolutely my favorite show. I did not like the last season of Survivor at all. I thought it was one of the worst seasons they've ever done. Did I watch every episode? Yep. Am I excited for the new season next month? Yep.
I love that at the very height of the show, this is the highest rated episode of all time or something, the highest rated Untucked of all time. It's celebrating trans queens, which has been a hot topic for the show in the past, and it had a whole segment about Folsom.
I loved it. That's
I think liberation. That's... Like, I think it does a like for all the shit anybody can give Drag Race or RuPaul, which a lot of people do. Like, it at its peak right now is doing some important work.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot. But that was another one of the reasons why, and I didn't know if it was just one of the additional reasons I loved it, living in San Francisco and being so familiar with Folsom. But like, I loved it. I loved that whole segment. I loved hearing Lady Camden talk about it. And I think there were a few other queens that were like jumping in too. But it felt so comfortable and familiar. And I like have memories of the very first time you and I went to Folsom and like, It was very true to what a lot of the people were talking about in the way that the queens were describing it. And I loved the Untucked, and I loved the girls like feeling comfortable to share how they feel and coming out as trans. And
yeah, I thought that was so powerful.
The
sisterhood that you can feel between these queens who are finally feeling comfortable to like be themselves, express themselves, share themselves with the world on a stage that is going to criticize the shit out of them. It's like, yeah, it's a very vulnerable.
I loved it. I thought it was a good episode. I'm glad I didn't read too much into the production. Anyway, we've been running over these episodes.
I know. You guys, I'm sorry. We've been doing such... because Drag Race, really, we have things to say. Should we just start a Drag Race podcast?
We really should have a Drag Race-only bonus season every time there's a U.S. season.
Who needs two white bees talking about Drag Race? No, really, who? Sound off in the comments. Corey, what are you doing today?
Well, work. I gotta go to the grocery store. I was gonna read.
It's President's Day. Who are you celebrating? Is it President's Day? I don't
know. It is President's Day, but we have to work today. I gotta get groceries. I'm gonna read. I'm gonna write. I already ran. I already meditated.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, what are you what are you up to or where can people find you?
I'm allegedly playing Animal Crossing today. I don't Sprocket left our island.
Oh no. You still got to come see my island now that it's done.
Do you have a dream address?
Hell yeah.
Okay, how about next Monday? Monday the what the what?
The 28th.
Sure. I will for my Monday 2 p.m. Pacific Animal Crossing stream. Can you commit?
Let me check my calendar.
Or we probably can do it later in the day. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're not going to be streaming for just an hour. We'll figure it out. We'll
figure it out. Pay attention to Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and we'll let you know. But maybe next Monday, the 28th. I would love to visit.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Corey, I'll see you on the Discord.
Love everybody. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you. All right. Now go and express yourself, girl. Oh.